From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has acknowledged that the Bush administration may have underestimated the ability of Iraq's national leaders to bring about political reconciliation. Gates made the remarks to reporters traveling with him in the Middle East this week. NPR's Guy Raz has just returned from that trip, and he sent us this report.
When Robert Gates was confirmed as defense secretary by the Senate last January, he promised to give them, quote, the unvarnished truth on Iraq. Some of that unvarnished truth was revealed on an airplane yesterday. The secretary had just wrapped up a four-day trip to the Middle East, and when asked by a reporter to describe his thinking on Iraq, Gates said,
I am more optimistic on the security side. I think the developments on the political side are somewhat discouraging.
Discouraging, he says, because the Iraqi government under Nouri al-Maliki hasn't been able to convey the impression it represents all of Iraq's sectarian groups. Earlier this week, Sunni politicians pulled out of Maliki's government, leaving in question whether it can function at all when Iraq's parliament returns from its August recess. The problem, though, is that Maliki's success and the success of Iraqi politicians is the key component of President Bush's new Iraq strategy. It's a strategy that sent 30,000 more U.S. troops to Iraq to give that country's leaders, quote, breathing space to work out their political differences, something the president outlined last month.
It's aimed at helping the Iraqis strengthen their government so that it can function even amid violence. It seeks to open space for Iraq's political leaders to advance the difficult process of national reconciliation, which is essential to lasting security and stability.
The administration now insists there is no military solution for Iraq, that it has to be a political one. And since the surge strategy was announced 6 months ago, the administration has pinned its hopes of success on the government of Nouri al-Maliki, a hope, Secretary Gates says, that may be wishful thinking.
In some ways, we probably all underestimated the depth of the mistrust and how difficult it would be for these guys to come together on legislation.
It's not clear whether the administration may be starting to distance itself from Maliki's government. Iraq's leadership has yet to meet any of the benchmarks laid out by the U.S. Congress. And according to Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution, the strategy of hope, for now, is all the administration may be able to cling to.
I think a logical way to think about the next few months is we keep hoping against hope the current political framework can lead to reconciliation for a few months. But by the end of this calendar year, if it doesn't happen, we recognize we need a plan B, and the Iraqis need a plan B.
O'Hanlon is just back from a trip to Iraq. He says there are signs that, on a local level, political progress is happening in northern cities like Mosul and Tal Afar, where multi-ethnic provincial councils are functioning. And if that trend continues, he adds, the administration may have to start thinking about abandoning the idea of a strong, cohesive central government in Iraq. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.